Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate. Voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which is inclusion into society, living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Again, my listening audience, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 55 years, when I was a mere lad at 13, a big firecracker exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I wake up, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Well, you know, every season, I think, is my most favorite season. And I don't know, right now I'm in the middle of fall being my most favorite. The trees are in full color. The mums are out. You know, and it feels like fall. I love those cool, crisp mornings. So I'm feeling really great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Ms. Renee. And speaking of fall, you know, I failed a couple of times and I checked with my doctor and I say, Miss Esther, you know, what's going on? And she said, well, Reverend Ray, after, you know, checking you over, you haven't gotten your flu shot. You need to get that. You got your other shots. You need to get your booster shot for the corona. You know, you can lose about 20 pounds. You need to drink more water. You haven't had an eye exam in about a year or so, even though I can't see. And I think we need, lean into me and say, I think you need to get a colostomy. So, Ms. Renee, all I'm saying, after this show, and I eat my 1 ounce salad and drink some water, take a nap, I think I might be all right after I get up. Okay,
oh, so, gosh.
So that's how I'm going to rush into the weekend. So, Ms. Renee, what is our rundown for today?
Well, I don't know if we can top that. But anyway, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his seeing eye dog, Miss Raven. And then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And, of course, we sign off with your call to action. And we have a very special guest today. Want to know who it is?
Yeah.
You're supposed to answer yes.
Yes.
You can tell this show is not rehearsed. Yeah. Well, we all know food defines holidays, and none more so than Thanksgiving. So whether you are responsible for providing one dish or you are hosting, our friend Margot Hope from Pampered Chef is here because you can only get by with a little help from your friends. And I'm not going to sing that because she's a singer, and I would never embarrass myself like that. But that's our special guest.
And Ms. Renee, I don't know, was I set up after my doctor told me I need to lose at least 20 pounds and I need to – so anyway, this is going to be interesting about this food.
She knows you're not going to do it until after Thanksgiving, right?
Okay. Well, you're right. Everybody say, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to do this. After Christmas, I'm going to do that. The beginning of the year – right, exactly. So I'll say that strip too. So – You know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog, Miss Raven, that dog of wonder. And it is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf's pet store. And the Big Bad Wolf pet store is located in Tacoma Park, and the provider is Miss Penny. And she provides all Raven and all my past six guide dogs of food, and they have top of the line food. I mean, some of the ingredients and some of this dog food, like whole eggs, I don't know what kind of eggs I've been eating, real cheese and lamb and all of that. I mean, you know, these dogs are eating better than we are most. But anyway, top of the line, top of the shelf food. You can call Miss Penny at 202-747-3434, and we'll give that again. But the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog, Miss Raven. Well, Reverend Ray, because he has some of these underlying conditions, you know, he's a black man, and, you know, we have a lot of these, you know, pork chops and hogs, this and feet, this. And I think we eat everything except the oink on a pig. But anyway, that's another story. So anyway, Reverend Ray do not have the health that he should have, so he is not out there taking a chance of getting COVID, even though he has gotten his shots. But with this breakthrough situation, whatever that means, he's not taking any chance. He's not hugging no kids, so he's not running for any office, so you don't have to hug any babies and kiss and all that stuff and shake hands and stuff. So we're staying away from that. But the adventures is not as much as they used to be. But Mr. Ray is taking a computer class down at Martin Luther King Library. So he do that once a week. He go out with the guide dog. And I'm telling you, anyone has a guide dog, a service dog. When you step out the door, okay, you are open for anything. There's no way that you can step out your door with a guide dog and something interesting don't happen. So Reverend Ray stepped out Wednesday, the guy with his guide dog. It was a number of people standing around, and they said, "Watch behind me," as I went out to get into the van. And they say, "Well, I thought he'd take the dog and let it empty in that bag. He just got in the van." And so I realized they CNI, Guide Dog School, and some of the other schools have started this new process where they teach their guide dogs how to relieve themselves in the bag. And I would have people staying out by the dumpster where I relieve my dog, and it seems like it's a show. They just point and say, "I can't believe that dog is relieving itself in that bag. How do he do that?" And then they come up and they ask me about you know, can I teach their dog to relieve itself in the bag? And I have to go through the whole history and process of how the dog came to be to do this and how I'm seeing that. So anyone has a guide dog, we are almost like ambassadors without getting paid, all right, every day, 7 days a week. And anyone have a guide dog, they know what I mean. All right, so that is one of the adventures this week that Reverend Ray is dealing with in terms of the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd seeing our dog, Mrs. Raven, that dog of wonder. And again, it's brought to you by the BigBadWolf.com. Go to the BigBadWolf.com and you can order top chef dog food, cat food, gerbil food, all them little things that run around in the cages and don't go anywhere, but they're just running around. And so you can call 202-747-3434. Let Miss Penny know you heard it here on Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio, or you can see Mr. Ray outside relieving his dog, and you will get a free gift. Back over to you, Miss Renee.
Okay. Well, our friend Margot Hope from Pampered Chef is here to help us get ready for Thanksgiving. So welcome, Margot.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be back again. I'm very excited to be here. I just have to wonder, though, Reverend Ray, can I teach my cat how to relieve himself in a bag? I'm just asking. My husband would be so happy about that because he's the one who has to do all taking care of the litter. So,
Ms. Margo, if we could do that process, I think we were own pantry chef. Okay,
I'm okay with that.
All right,
well,
welcome back to you, and we really enjoy this relationship, especially when it comes to food in this time of year. So, Ms. Renee, going to start the ball rolling. All right, Ms. Renee.
Well, you know, you've been with us before, and we promised you would be back for Thanksgiving, so it is coming. What ideas do you have for us today?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many things and so many ways that families gather around their Thanksgiving and holiday tables. It's just so wonderful. It's a wonderful time of the year. The leaves are changing. Everything around is colorful and crunchy because when you walk on a pile of leaves, it's just that sound of the crunch of the leaves that I love under my feet. So the perfect time of the year to be thinking about what to put on a holiday table. So I have a couple of things. I brought with me today a recipe for cook a breast of turkey because, you know, we all think about putting a great big turkey into the oven and waiting for hours and hours for it to cook, and you can do that if you enjoy that. But if you have a smaller family, you're not having a lot of company over because of the various things that are going on in our society now with illnesses, you want something smaller, more intimate. A breast of turkey is the perfect solution for that. So I have today a recipe that is roast breast of turkey with apple scented pan gravy. Now, I know there are some of us who are used to the giblet gravy, like what my mother made. She would take all the giblets out the turkey and put them in water and boil them. And then the next thing I knew, we had this wonderful, rich, delicious home-cooked gravy. But, you know, it's wonderful when you have the giblets from the turkey, but if you're doing a turkey breast, then you're not going to have those fresh giblets to work with. So we're going to talk about how to just kind of think differently. Let's think outside the pan. That's a pun, right?
That was cute.
All right, then. Okay, a pantry chef joke. Okay.
Okay, there you go. We need a laugh soundtrack, I think, a button I can push when I need a laugh. All right, okay. So the first thing you're going to do is grab whatever kind of tool you use to take notes, and I'm going to go relatively slow but not too slow to give you the ingredients, and then we'll talk about how to put this together. So, of course, the first thing you're going to need is a turkey breast. And you can get about a 5-pound turkey breast if you would like it, depending on how many you want to serve. A five-pound breast would serve about 10 to 14 people, just depending on, you know, how many times they go back. And so it's really good, and it's also good for leftovers, and we'll talk about in a minute. So you're going to need the turkey breast, and then you're going to need 4 medium leeks. That's L-E-E-K-S. And you're going to dice those up into 1/4-inch slices, and that ends up having about a half, 1.5 cups of the sliced leeks. And then the next thing you need are 2 medium Granny Smith apples. Granny Smith apples are the best for baking and cooking down. They hold their firmness, you know, as long as you don't overcook them, and they add a delicious flavor to whatever you put them in, and so it's going to be great in this gravy.
Wow.
So you just need 2 of those, and then you need Let's see. You're going to need some vegetable oil, about a tablespoonful of vegetable oil, or the oil of your choosing, and then 2 teaspoons of lemon rosemary rub. Now, that's something from the Pampered Chef Pantry that you can order. It's called lemon rosemary rub, and the rubs run about $7 to $8, and you get a nice-sized jar, and they're delicious, and I use a lot of them. Open my pantry, and you'll see nothing but Pampered Chef spices in there because they're so and the rubs are great because you don't have to when you put it in the refrigerator overnight, you soak it.
Marinate.
I can't think of the marinade. Thank you. When you use our rubs, you don't have to marinate, so that's one of the beautiful things about our rubs. And then for the gravy, you're just going to be using the juices that are going to be flowing from the pan after you bake the turkey, along with 3 tablespoons of butter or margarine, and then 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, and then 1 can of chicken broth. So that would be a 14.5-ounce can of chicken broth, just one of those. Or you can get the box of broth. I like the boxes because I can use them for more than one thing. So, all right, so I'll just quickly go over that again.
You know
it's 4 medium leeks. Oh,
yes.
You got on break?
What we're going to do, give us our ingredients again so that we can salivate while we're doing our break, and then we'll come
That's
back.
That's what I was
going to
do. Okay, so you need the 4 medium leeks, the 2 medium Granny Smith apples. You need the turkey breast, about 5 to 6 pounds. You need some vegetable oil, some lemon rosemary rub. You need some butter or margarine, all-purpose flour, and some chicken broth. So we'll come back after the break, and we'll go into more about this recipe.
Okay. Well, you are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio, heard every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. We're back over to our guest. She just has given us the ingredients list, and now she's going to tell us how to put it together.
Okay. And I'm glad to explain what rosemary rub was, because I used to date rosemary before I got married, and I misunderstood every time they said. Okay. All right. So go ahead. I got to lose that weight. Go ahead, Miss. go ahead, Miss Margo. Let's marinate all this and get this great.
Well, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to make sure you preheat your oven, because you don't want to put any food into a cold oven. So you always want to make sure your oven is preheated. No matter what you're cooking, you want to preheat your oven, unless the directions specifically say do not. But you should assume that you should preheat your oven. In this case, it will be to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you're going to cut those leeks into the slices that we discussed earlier, and you're going to use our deep dish baker. It has a lid. It's really nice and roomy. It'll hold a whole large chicken, and it works in the microwave, the oven. It's wonderful, and it's dishwasher safe, and it's made of our stoneware, but it's been coated with enamel. So it makes a really, really nice baker to bake all kinds of things, but especially, like I said, chicken and roast and things like that. So you're going to put this into your deep dish baker, which is the leeks that, on the bottom, and then on top of that, you're going to wedge the apples, and we have an apple wedger that you can use. It's great.
Oh,
it slices right into the slices, exact size that you need, and then you're going to put those apple slices on top of the leeks in the deep dish baker, and then make sure you rinse your turkey before you start to prep it, and rinse it with cold water. You're going to want to pat it dry, and then you're going to put that nicely rinsed and dried turkey on top of the leeks and apples that you had in the pan, and then you're going to brush that turkey with the oil. So you want to have that nice, glistening, nicely browned, you know, outside coat when the turkey is done. So you want to, you know, treat it with that oil to get that beautifully browned exterior. And then if you have a digital thermometer, you're going to want to insert it into the thickest part of the breast. But make sure when you use a digital thermometer, you don't want to touch any bone. So you find the thickest part of the breast, or if you're doing a whole turkey, find the thickest part of the turkey or chicken, and make sure that you use that thermometer and do not touch any bone. And that way you can see when your meal has come to temperature. And we have one that you can use that will allow you to insert it all during the whole cooking time. So you're going to bake – excuse me?
No,
go
let
ahead.
Me ask you a question. You talk about the digital thermometer. Is it something that stays in the oven while the turkey is roasting?
Yeah, there's one that can stay in the oven and one that you can just check during baking.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
you want to bake for 1 hour.
I'm sorry? No, I was saying, and Pantry Chef sells both those products, correct?
Right. We have both, yes.
Okay.
And then you're going to bake your breast for 1 hour. But every like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you need to take it out and baste it. So you want to make sure you have some juices that are gathering in the pan. And we have a really nice turkey baster. It doesn't roll off the counter. So, you know, there are those old-fashioned ones that have the bulb, and every time you lay it down, it rolls off, and you don't even know it, and then you're looking for it. Yeah, so ours does not do that, doesn't roll off. So, but you can easily use it not only for basting, but did you know you could use your baster for removing fats and fluids as well? So you just press the ball in and then let go, and it sucks up whatever you're trying to suck up into it. And then you can discard it or use it someplace else. Yes.
Reverend Ray just said he has to lose some weight. Is this the kind of thing he could lose a little weight with sucking up?
We could try. I'm willing to try. I can't promise.
Do they come in different sizes?
We have an extra large, too.
Ms. Margo, proceed.
Okay. When you have been when you've baked this turkey breast for about 1 hour to 2 hours, you know, you just want to make sure you're, depending on the weight, is how long it's going to take for it to cook. That's why having that thermometer is really important, because you want that temperature to read 170. That's what white meat turkey should be cooked to, that temperature, to guarantee that nobody's going to get sick, unless it's from some other kind of cooking problem. But as far as doneness goes, you're going to want it to hit 170 degrees for your health and safety. And then you're going to remove that turkey breast from that deep dish baker, and you're going to put it on a carving board. Now, I really love our Pampered Chef reversible bamboo carving board for this. I keep mine out on my counter all the time. One side is flat, and the other side is concave with a well that goes all the way around the edge, so that any juices that are flowing from your well perfectly cooked turkey are going to not be lost onto the countertop or the floor, and you can't recover that juice to make your gravy. So it is a wonderful board. I've had mine for probably 15, 20 years, and it looks brand new, and I use it every day. And I love it, love it, love it. I keep the flat side up, and then when I have something that has a lot of juice, I just flip it over to the side that has the recessed well, and all those juices are saved there. So you're going to let your turkey breast sit for about 10 minutes on that board, and you don't want to cut into it, because the meat has to rest. It's very important when you're cooking any kind of meat, a steak, a piece of chicken, a hamburger, a turkey roast, when you think it's done and you bring it out, it's important for it to sit and rest for at least 10 minutes, because you want those juices expel themselves from the meat. So try this. Try cooking like a hamburger and let it sit in the plate, and you'll notice that after a few minutes it will release the juices. So if you cut it before it naturally releases those juices, you're going to lose a lot of the flavor. So that's the time when it's getting married. is when you're sitting it on that plate or in that dish or on that cutting board and just leave it alone. Walk it away. It's on its honeymoon with all the spices and juices. Okay.
So
you're going to carve the turkey into thin slices, and we have a beautiful carving set. Now, our carving set is on special right now for anyone who would like to host a party, or you can have a party all by yourself if you want to. But if you'd like to have the company of friends, and we can do this online and have a lot of fun with it. But you can get our carving set, which is normally $175. You can get it for 60% off, only for this month, though.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really, really good deal. Reverend Ray, I was told that you could do the math and tell us what the bottom line is. 60%
off of 175. 60% off of 175, absolutely.
Yes, then he'll let us know maybe next week.
Exactly. Right.
What are the pieces in the carving set?
You get the fork and the knife, and let me just tell you a little bit about it. The carving knife is long and narrow, and it's 8 inches long. It's got a really nice blade. It's made of German steel, which this German steel is a high carbon, fully forged German steel, and it provides superior cutting stability, so you can conquer all those big birds. So when you're trying to carve a turkey, there's nothing worse than not having the right knife. How many of you have tried to carve a turkey and it just didn't work out well? And it's probably because of the knife. So you have to have a good knife to carve a turkey that looks beautiful on your serving plate. The fork has very sharp tines, just two tines, and it's very sharp and pointed. And these tools are formulated to be just like lay in your hand like a glove, and it makes slicing roast and turkeys just like slicing through butter, because this forged cutlery is amazing. And we have the knife has a full tang. The tang is that piece of metal that goes up into the handle. And I'm going to tell you, your lesser expensive cookware, they save and they can sell it cheaper because they're not giving you that full tang going up into the handle. And that's why your knife falls apart. That's why your knife is not well balanced in your hand. It's because that tang is missing. And it should be one piece. So the handle, the tang should not be added on, if you know what I mean, and like forged onto the separately. It should be all one piece. And then it's it's just a beautifully made set, and it has a lifetime warranty. So that justifies the cost because it has a lifetime warranty, and it's a beautiful, beautiful set. So if you want to, slice through life, you need to pick that up. Hosting a party, it's only a $200 party that you need to have, and you can get this set for 65% off, and you get free gifts from Pampered Chef. You can pick on your own. You get to pick other items at a discount, and for one full year after you hold a party, you get 10% off of anything you buy from Pampered Chef. It doesn't matter if you buy it from me or Sally Sue. Of course, I want you to buy it from me. But, if something happens to me, then you can buy it from Sally Sue, and you'll still get your 10% off because that's tied to the email address that you enter when you host a party. So as long as you use that same email address, it will see that you are a past host, and you'll get that discount. So it's a lot of fun. I make it fun. I think there's a couple people that have attended my parties that are maybe on this call and can tell you how much fun we have. But
we're going to bring one of those attendees up in just a minute. But a couple of things that you said, and I just want to this recipe is really is a very simple recipe, even for the newer cook. Thanksgiving is so intimidating when you think about having to prepare this entire turkey. But when you think about a turkey breast, and as the recipe that you've given us is so easy. I can go back in my childhood and remember my grandfather carving the turkey and how important that was. And a good tool is so necessary to do that. Otherwise, you have hacked meat. And he was a perfectionist, and he worked in the food industry, so he understood presentation, and he understood why it was so important to carve it up properly. Reverend Ray, I see you licking your screen.
One thing to get that nice carving set, and you just talking about like around $90, and that's a wonderful deal, around $90 to get that if you host a party. But the mm-hmm. other thing is, when you mentioned what you call the cutting board or whatever that's on the counter, that you, the board that you use, and it's reversible. So how do you clean that? Because people have so many misconceptions about what you put in the dishwasher, what you don't put in the dishwasher. So how do you clean that?
I never put my board into the dishwasher because it's made of bamboo. Even though it's a very high quality board, as I said, I've had mine for years. I normally wipe it off. If I think I've had something that contacted like raw meat, I will use a very mild dish soap. I like, oh my gosh, I can't think of the one I use. The one that they use to clean the oil off of all the Burdon. I really like Dawn, and I just take like a tiny little bit of it, just a tiny bit, and wipe off my board with that if I've had raw meat on it. Otherwise, I just use a damp cloth, a clean damp cloth, and wipe it off. Now, to maintain that finish on it, you're going to use a little mineral oil and just take like a cotton ball or a cotton, you know, like a handful of like a nice cotton rag, and just oil your board every now and then. Just every now and then, put it on your calendar 6 months, oil your board. And just let it sit. Oh. Don't rinse it off after you've oiled it. Let that oil soak back into the wood and just keep that wood nice and fresh for years to come. That's how I have maintained mine all these years.
Oh, okay. Thank you. A lot of times people just don't know how to maintain the tools that they're using. All righty.
Yes.
So you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. And our very special guest, Ms. Margot Hope, is telling us about some yummy, yummy stuff for your tummy for Thanksgiving. We're going to be back on the other side of our break. So we're going to bump out, and Ms. Renee is going to bump us back in. Ms. Renee.
Well, we do want to thank our sponsor, Big Bad Wolf, a Primo pet store located in Northwest Washington, D.C. They carry raw, organic, and premium foods. If your dog needs it, they more than likely have it. They have store-to-door deliveries in the DMV. That's the District, Maryland, and Virginia. So give them a call at 202-747-3434. You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday. So back over to Reverend Radio Ray, and in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. In the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly issues that affect persons with disability and seniors. And that is brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. The good is that they decided it's about this time for people with disability to get those booster shots. And they have a number of different cities. Depends on where you're located. We here in the DMV, which is the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Maryland, and different places, Montgomery County, whatever. Check with your 311 or your 211 and find out where you can go and get your booster shot. And also, they are providing transportation for you as well. One thing, I live in PG County, but Montgomery County, they are really, really, really take care of their people in Montgomery County, not just a person with a disability. But, I mean, they really, really step up to the plate. And I know one of the organizations there have like over 400 volunteers that will come out and do things for you. So anyway, They are organizations. A lot of people that are homebound, that they can't get out, they don't have transportation. And I don't know the misconception people have that Metro Access, every person with disability automatically has a Metro Access ID, and that's not true. Just because you have a disability, you just don't automatically get a Metro Access ID. There are processes to go through to get those. There are over 50,000 Metro Risers, but all of those are not persons with disability. Okay, it is a process. So anyway, we're glad for the volunteers out there, but that's the good. The bad of it is that a lot of people, and I've been on several calls, still trying to, well, I don't try to convince people to do anything, but I've been on enough panels and stuff to talk about why it's important for persons with disability to get their COVID shot. And, you know, people still reluctant to get it for one reason or another. So we're still trying to beat that the bushes to get people with disability. And I won't even go into the ugly part of it because we still have people dying in the nursing homes and stuff where they just can't realistically separate people from 6 feet apart. And then depends on the caregiver, you know, their permission to give, to get the shots and stuff. So there are some things there we have to address and we're dealing with. So I'm going to end it there. So that is in the news, good, the bad, the ugly, things that affect persons with disability and seniors. And again, that is brought to you by the real-time pain relief, the best smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on and the pain is gone. Back over to you, Ms. Renee, to reintroduce our guest.
I would be honored. 20 days, that's the number of days if you're hosting Thanksgiving, and that is the day you're expected to cook like grandma and bake like your auntie. But our guest, Margot Hope, can't guarantee it will taste like grandma's, but she can show us how to cook delicious meals with tools from Pampered Chef. And we're going to be joined in this segment by Jane Corona, who has used some of Pampered Chef's cooking utensils, and is going to share some of her experience. So, Jane, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Good. Hello, Miss Jane.
Hey, Ray.
Hello.
And
thank you for joining.
And hey, Margot. Yay.
Hey, Jane. Hey. Have you?
And I think we do want to go ahead, Miss Renee.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Maybe with your introduction, you'll give a profile of Miss Jane.
Well, I'm just going to ask her, Jane. You have attended some of the Pampered Chef parties. And
I have for years.
Can you tell us briefly? And what is your favorite? Well, it might probably hard to limit to a favorite, but what are some of the tools that you find especially useful in the kitchen?
Okay. It used to be my garlic press. I have a Pampered Chef garlic press. And you just put the clove of garlic in and you squeeze it, and it peels it. And the garlic, the actual garlic just comes out through a little strainer thing on the bottom, and it goes into your food. And the peel and whatever is still left in there. So it's so easy to, you don't have to wrestle with getting the peel off and everything. So that was my favorite tool until my last Pampered Chef party. And, Margo, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I don't know what this thing's called. But there are these little plastic bowls, microwave bowls.
Oh,
with
the steamer, the steaming
set. It's the one where one of my lids was broken. I don't know what you call them, but they're about 4 inches square around, and they're about 3 inches deep, and it's just right for cooking like a frozen vegetable for one person. And the lid, and you turn it upside down and strain the water out. I love those things. I have, like, two of them. And then there's another thing. Oh, I could go on forever. There are these little bowls. their the sides tilt out. They're glass, and maybe they're stoneware. There are four of them, or maybe I got two sets. I think there are two in a set, and they're just right for like cereal or one serving of food, and they're microwavable. They're wonderful, and of course then there's the stoneware. Now that they've gotten the stoneware that you can put in the dishwasher, because I put everything in the dishwasher even though I'm not supposed to. So now I don't have to feel guilty about it.
Let me say this for those who are listening. Jane Corona is totally blind. So for you, and I'm sure that'll perk people up and say, oh, so that person blind and they can do that? So that'll get their interest more that she is blind.
Absolutely.
That she is
gotta
doing
eat,
this.
You know.
So it is possible. You got to eat. Got to eat. Okay, Mr. Lay. I just want the people to know that so they can say, oh,
truth,
you know.
Yes. I'm going to do a little true confession here. Sometimes my husband brings unusual things home that he decides that he thinks I need. And he brought in the Pampered Chef nesting bowls, and I thought, now this is one more thing I have to find some place to store. I'm at a certain age where I am decluttering. So when something comes in, I have to figure out what do I need to get rid of in order to make room for this. And our oven went out. Our stove went out, not just the oven, the whole stove. And I remember that I had those dishes, and I had planned corn on the cob for dinner. I was able to peel the, to husk the corn on the cob, put them in the steamer, put it in the microwave. I will never go back to getting a saucepan out, filling it with water, and doing all. I will never do that again. The corn was perfect. It was so simple. It was easy to clean up afterwards. So I absolutely loved it. So, Jane,
there's another wonderful thing that everyone needs. There is an electric ice cream maker.
Oh, my.
And it is so cool. It's accessible. It's only got two buttons on it. And one day I wanted to get a pint of heavy cream for some soup I was making, but they gave me a quart of half and half instead. So I'm like, what in the world am I going to do with this? So I made ice cream out of it. And I used the electric ice cream maker. And, oh, it's really great. And then there's a whipped cream maker, too. All these fattening things. So, Ray, you don't need to hear about that if you need to listen right now. But there's so much fun stuff.
What's that? Well, Jane, what size is your kitchen? Because it sounds like it's just pantry shelf.
I have a pretty big kitchen. And I just got it remodeled last year. So I have cabinets all the way up to the ceiling. And they're all full of Pampered Chef. So, you know, I can't help it.
Margot, we did meet you through your demonstrations in the blind community. Was it the first time working with persons who are blind and low vision? And how has working with the blind and disability community influenced your approach as a Pampered Chef consultant?
It's made a huge difference, and I think I told somebody, I don't remember who I was talking with when I made the statement, that it brought my mission to life, because I always wanted to make a difference, you know. But, you know, you hear all these stories, oh, yeah, she gave $25 to the man on the corner, and now he's doing wonderful, and she gives $25 to everybody she meets. Well, you know, I didn't find those kinds of opportunities to be what touched my heart. But what does touch my heart is cooking. I love to cook. And when I was invited for the first time by a friend of mine who was at that time a Pampered Chef consultant, and I had joined her team because she is visually impaired, and she asked me to go to one of the conferences for
American Council of Blind,
Maryland, the American Association for the Blind. But it was in Maryland here, and it was a big conference here. And that was my first time being introduced. And, you know, I was there with Jennifer, my friend, and so I was there to just help her. But I was so impressed with how capable everyone is, and I was just awakened to the whole community of differently sighted people. And then I got a call on Facebook, actually. Somebody posted on Facebook and said, look, we need somebody who's a Pampered Chef person to come and help us at our next event. And Jennifer, my friend who no longer sells Pampered Chef, she said, Margo, you got to jump on that. And so I jumped on it, and it through Jane Corona. That's how I met Jane. And since then, I've been doing events with them, and I have loved it. And it's really opened my eyes, no pun intended, but it has opened my eyes to this community and what is lacking for this community. I found myself being a little bit disappointed that there weren't more hearing or like audio videos and things like that that talk about cooking. It's just like they have like a pan that they're featuring, and then you hear this wonderful music. And for me, I can see that they're making something in that pan. But for someone who has a visual difference, maybe they can't see that. They can hear the music, and it's wonderful. They can dance, but that's about it. And so I've been, you know, kind of like working in that area along with Pampered Chef to make sure that we bring audio in a way that is beneficial to everyone, no matter what percentage of vision you have. I personally want my mission to be that I make a difference in the in this community to help you be able to bring your family around the table, just like I bring mine around my table, in a way that's easy, that's affordable, that's delicious, and that is easy for you to work in your kitchen. That's my mission, and I found it because of all of you in this community. So I thank you.
Wow. Wow. That's amusing. We're going to go to break. But just let me share this with you. Your message getting out there, Margo, because I told you that I shared with you all, I take a computer class every Wednesday. And in my computer class, one of the students, one of my fellow students, they was reading their email out loud. And the email said, Margo, Hope. And so I went over to her. I say, her name is Barbara King. I said, Barbara King, you know Bob, you know Margo Hope? She said, oh, yeah. I was like, wow, I'm going to have her on the show Friday. She said, you kidding? I say, no. I say, even blind people know sighted people. But anyway, okay, so you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show, and we will be back with our guest, Margo Hope, that only blind people know blind people, but they also in commonly know sighted people of the world. Miss Renee.
Oh, boy.
You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which will become Eastern Standard Time by next Friday. So back to our guest, Margo Hope, and we also have somebody who is a Pampered Chef devotee, Jane Corona, and we are going to figure out what do you do with the leftovers?
Yeah, yeah. But before we do that, Margo, tell me, how do you know Barbara King? Is she blind also?
Yeah, I think she was at one of the events when we were doing them in person, and she may have attended a virtual Pampered Chef party, too. So she's placed a few orders with me.
That's what she got an email from. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay, your fame is spreading like fire.
Did we finish that recipe? We don't know how to make the gravy on that recipe yet, do we?
I'm gonna get right back to that. I got you.
Because I'm frantically writing it down.
All right,
Jay, I have the Pampered Chef Baker. And I love that thing.
Okay.
What is it? I'm sorry.
I have that Baker, the big one.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes,
I
yes,
love
yes.
It.
I love my Baker. I use it for so many different things. Yeah, it's wonderful. You can bake a cake in it, too, which is really nice.
I've never done that. Wow.
Yeah, you can. So I love that our vessels are very versatile, so that when you make an investment in one of our vessels, you're actually really making an investment, a good investment, and you're spending your money wisely because you can do so many different things, not just one thing with one vessel. So I really love that about Pampered Chef.
So back to the recipe, we're almost done.
So meanwhile, back at the ranch, you want to make the gravy. So you're going to take those pan juices that have released from that roast, and you're going to use our stainless mesh calendar. And the mesh calendar is important because of the size of the openings in there, so you can strain out anything that you don't want in your gravy. You want a nice smooth gravy, or if you want a lumpy gravy, it's your choice. But the mesh colander, it comes in a set, so you get three different sizes, so that's nice too. And I use mine for all different kinds of things. When I bring fruit home from the grocery store, I drop my blueberries into one of the colanders and just run cold water over them and shake them around in there. And those mesh colanders are great because they don't damage the berries. Really wonderful. So, but anyway, you're going to strain those pan juices through the mesh colander. So you're just going to take that juice and pour it through the colander, and it should go into your small batter bowl. And the batter bowl is a glass bowl that is oven safe up to 350 degrees. It has a handle to make it stackable, a nice handle that is wide, so it makes it easy to hold and pour, but it also gets it out of the way, so if you need to stack it inside of another container, you can. The handle is not going to hinder you. And you can measure up to 2 cups in the small one. And you can also bake a cake in it. So that's another use. Remember, it's versatile.
Wow.
But you want to reserve those pan juices after you've strained them through, and then you're going to throw away the leeks and, sadly, the apples. But you could save those apples to make a sauce of a different kind. What we wanted was the flavor of the apples in the gravy and not the chunks. So you can save the leeks apples for something different. So you can make some applesauce with it. You can make an little apple tart with those apples. So yeah, I'm not one for throwing them away, but the recipe won't include them in the chunky gravy. You don't want the gravy to be chunky because you're going to have it over mashed potatoes or some other food, and you don't want it to be too chunky. So. All right, so then you're going to skim off the fat, and then and you're going to put a tablespoon of that fat into your saucepan. And then you're going to add the butter that was called for earlier in the recipe. So now you have your juices and butter in a saucepan, and you're going to heat that over medium heat until the butter is melted. So you don't want to have the butter at too high a temperature because you don't want to burn your butter. Some recipes want burned butter, but not this one. And then you're going to add remaining half teaspoon of the seasoning mix. So remember earlier you were given directions for the seasoning mix, which was the lemon rosemary rub.
Yes.
And you're just gonna,
yes, sir.
Yeah, so you're just going to take another half teaspoon. If you use it all at the beginning, that's fine. I particularly like a lot of spice for my food, but if you didn't use it all, then you can put a half teaspoon into this mix, and then you're going to stir in that flour that we mentioned earlier, and you're going to use our silicone flat whisk to do that, and that's a really good whisk because it is made of silicone, and as you know, silicone is like the fabric of the day. The material of the day, everything is silicone. Our cars are going to be all silicone one day. The tires, everything is going to be silicone.
Right.
So, but you're going to just whisk. You want to stir in the flour using that silicone flat whisk. And the reason for that is because you want to not have lumpy gravy. So you want to be able to use that whisk to smooth out your gravy and the lumps. You're going to cook all that over low heat, and you're going to just keep stirring and stirring until it's kind of bubbly. Think of, bubble, toil and trouble. You just can't do that. That's what I think about when I'm making my gravy. You just want to constantly stir it until it's bubbly. And then you gradually add in the remaining pan juices. So in the beginning, you only use some of the juice. And now you're going to add in the remaining juice. You should have about a half a cup, and the chicken broth. And you're going to bring that to a boil over medium heat. And then you're going to just boil that for 1 minute and just stir, 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 stir. You can't stir it too much. And then you're going to carve your turkey. And that's the gravy. And you're just going to make sure it's smooth and delicious and creamy, not too lumpy. And that's it. It's really easy gravy. And then you're going to just carve your turkey. By this time, you've had plenty of time for that turkey to rest. And you're going to carve that turkey into thin slices using that beautiful carving set that you're going to get from hosting your party. And you're going to serve that with the gravy and whatever else you want on the side. Now, I say mashed potatoes. You're going to want your green bean your green bean casserole, if you guys like that. I love green bean casserole, but I only make it once a year during the holidays.
Once a year, right?
let me just tell you a little bit about the nutrients, because I hear that Reverend Ray is, trying to raise everyone's consciousness about our food and our intake and our diet. So I want you to know that a serving of this turkey and gravy is 340 calories, and there's only 19 grams of fat. There's saturated fat, 6 grams, and cholesterol, 115 milligrams. And then there's also 5 grams of carbohydrate. There's 36 grams of protein, and there's some sodium in there, 420 milligrams of sodium. So you might want to, if you're on a low-salt diet, think about that sodium intake and be careful with that. And this recipe doesn't offer any fiber, so it's just all good old meat. And then if you're a diabetic, this meal will exchange as a 4 meat exchange and 1 vegetable exchange if you are a diabetic. So I think that's about all I have for that recipe.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I have, go ahead.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. But two things. One,
good.
Jane wrote the recipe down. So, Jane, tell us what time dinner will be served on Thanksgiving Day. We will be there.
Actually, I'm going to my cousin's daughter's house. So I don't have to cook, but I may try this for Christmas. Because
come over and
wonderful
show up
company, Schwann's,
where you live now, Jane. So,
Schwann's has a boneless turkey breast. And so... Mm. I may get one of those and try this.
All right, let us know how it works out.
Christmas.
And Margo, I love several things about this. One is the versatility. So many of us are downsizing and we have very little space. And the fact that these items are so versatile and can be used in multiple ways, that's really exciting to me. So we promised that people could get 60% off of a carving set if they hosted a party. Tell us how to get in touch with you if we're interested in hosting a party.
I have two ways, actually three ways. You can visit my website at pamperedchef.biz, that's Boy Ice Cream Zebra, / Margot Hope, pamperedchef.biz, / Margot Hope. You can email me at pamperedchefmargo@gmail.com, or really easy, you can just call me. My number is 410-202-5347, and I have a cookbook. It's my Seasons cookbook. And it is full of recipes for this time of the year for everyone who places an order as a result of hearing about it on this show.
Okay. Well, we will post this
we post this show on our website, which Mr. Mayor gave you at the end of the show. And hopefully we can put that recipe up along with this particular show. All right, so we really want to thank you.
I'd be happy to send it over to you.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask Jane, that did host a chef party. Jane, what was the response of the guests that you invited to this chef party?
Oh, everyone had a great time. Everyone bought a lot of stuff, so for every dollar that everybody spent at my party, I got free stuff, and I got all sorts of wonderful things. It was like Christmas, you know. Everybody had a wonderful time, we just had so many useful products. I understand y'all had some type of game. We played bingo.
And there was an extraordinary winner. I mean, extraordinary winner, I understand.
Yeah. I don't remember who. Did you win?
Do you remember who his name was, Miss Margo?
I have never. Reverend Ray won the plan. And he was so funny because he was complaining the whole night. I don't have that number. I don't have that number. And the next, you know, bingo.
And the funny thing about it, the numbers was the day I met Miss Renee, the day we went out, the day we got married, those were the numbers that I chose, and they won. But also, Jane, would you confirm to me, because Miss Jane has a guide dog as well. For my listening audience, Miss Jane, would you confirm that when we step out the door with those dogs, it's never a dull moment?
You never know what's going to happen. You really don't. So one day I was walking down the sidewalk and there was a guy that's standing there with his arm out, head level, and of course I ran into his head, his hand, as it was standing out there, and he said, 6 feet, 6 feet. I think he was mentally challenged, but wanted to stop me from coming close to him. So you never know what's going to happen to you when you're out and about with your dog.
No, you don't. Thank you, Jane Corona. And thank you so much, Margo. And Margo will be back with us the first Friday in December to give us a recipe for your December Christmas dinner. All right? And maybe we can, yes.
We'll also talk about what to do with the leftovers. We didn't get there today, but I'll make sure we get there. Yeah,
because they might need those leftovers for New Year's Eve. All right, so
that's
thank
right.
you, Jane. Thank you, Margo. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend.
Pleasure.
All right, Ms. Renee, I know we ran a little over, and you're probably going to want overtime, and we'll have to discuss that at the next staff meeting. Okay, so go ahead, Ms. Renee. This is Sight and Vision, Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. My name is Reverend Ray, and I like to say I might not have sight, but I can have vision.
Well, you have been listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. Have an idea for a show? Contact us in all the usual ways. Email us at snvradioshow@gmail.com. The letters snvradioshow@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 301-377-6468. Want to listen to a past show? Type in the address bar, disability1radio.com. That's disability1radio.com. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week at 3 o'clock.